New player coach Scott Steele is with us after the 0-0 draw with Hitchin. Scott, Hitchin have been on a bad run of late, so that must be quite disappointing.
Very, very disappointing. It does feel like getting beat, to be fair. I think we dominated the game today without having so many clear-cut chances, but, you know, I asked him before the game today, we'd get so many crosses in, and I thought Liam Collins done really well today. He just came back in, he's a confidence player. I told him I was counting his crosses. He had 8 great crosses, and I honestly thought Tim and Scotty would put at least one of them away. So there wasn't clear-cut chances, but we still had probably 5 or 6 good chances. Bearing in mind they only had 1 shot at goal in the second half where Lance made a good save. You know what, we've done that, since I've been here, we've done that to a lot of teams, and it's just getting to the stage where you've got to kill teams off and beat them 1 or 2-0, you know.
But Scott Edgar and Tim Seale started up front together for the first time. How did you think that went as a partnership?
That's difficult at times. There's been a lot of new partnerships up there. I thought it'd done well. I thought the pitch never helped. The pitch is really bobbly and it was windy today and it was one of the games. But I thought we did. When we could, we got the ball done really, really well, you know, and we were a better team by a mile.
In the second half, the referee sent one of their players off. How did you see that incident from the bench?
I've never seen anything like that in my life. Never seen somebody getting booked, and then he kept going and going and going, get booked again, you know. Then he threatens to hit the referee as he's walking off, you know. I've never seen anything like that, and to be honest, if he was one of our players, I'm sure Kim would deal with him and he would be sort of fine a couple of weeks' wages, because I could not believe what the guy was doing.
Right, just talking about yourself, you've been announced as the new player coach today, so how did that come about?
I've been here whatever for how long, you know, 3 or 4 months since you got me here, and I've just been talking to a lot of the young lads all the time, trying to help them, you know, and they come and see me, which is great, and they give me a lot of respect, which is fantastic. And Paul Holden couldn't make enough times up to training and whatnot, and I had been helping Kim with little bits and pieces, and he just asked me to take it on board and become a little bit more coach and help the young lads and sort of be a go-between players and management, you know.
Is it something you've always wanted to do throughout your career, or is it just happened to come about?
Yeah, no, I've always wanted to go into this. You know, I'm 31, I'm getting older. Yeah, I still want to play, because once you stop playing, that's it, and so you can be coach manager for however long. But yeah, it is a step in the right direction for me. I think I can help. You know, I think we can improve situation, throwing free kicks, corners. Free kicks, corners, throw-ins, I think we can improve on. I think we will improve on that. You know, and I think we can go on for you. I think we can end up in the top 3 or 4. I was very disappointed, Dave, when you demand, you know, command a game so much and so much percentage of the play and don't win. But at the end of the day, 0-0 is another point, and, you know, hopefully we can get in the top 3. I think that'll be success if we do that.
Okay, thank you.